This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone has impeccable high-level sources, as you know, and he's got breaking exclusive news right now about exactly who McMaster's working for. And from my research, the intel he's got shows that what's happening is illegal. It's a form of espionage. Roger Stone, please break it down for us.
Alex, I now have confirmed from a source both inside the White House and a source in the Israeli government, as well as a source in Israeli intelligence, that the Israelis have intercepted email communications between General McMaster's and George Soros, informing him of everything that is going on inside the being reorganized White House. Further, that a woman named Fiona Hill, a former Soros staffer, has been brought into the White House by McMaster with the specific job of getting control of Russia policy and defeating any effort towards detente with the Russians, going on a war footing, so perhaps we can get World War III. McMaster is proving to be the Quisling. I think he is the first among equal in the three general cabal that is seeking to grab control of the White House. As you know, General Mattis is the first military man to be a Secretary of Defense, which required a special waiver. I think a number of key Trump supporters are beginning to say, too many generals. Too many generals. The other thing I can report is that McMaster has been briefing General Petraeus on a regular basis, and Petraeus has, I am told, been briefing the Clintons on the internal operations of the Trump White House.
Roger Stone, this is what Soros does. He's infiltrated scores of governments. He's brought down more than 100. He funded the Arab Spring, the overthrow of the elected Ukrainian government. I got to say it, he's pretty close to Superman when it comes to evil. Or Lex Luthor, he used to, you know, write in articles in the 80s that he believed he was the Christ, the messianic leader. People can search engine that George Soros worried he'd be thrown into lunatic asylums, what pulls it up. But George Soros thought he was the Messiah, and you'll get mainstream articles. And I got to hand it to him. I mean, as for being a Nazi collaborator when he was 14 to 18, rounding up thousands of Jews when he was 14, making them trust him and then shipping them off to be killed after robbing them, and then right through his life, pure evil, and joining with Islam and flooding Europe. He's a false flag factory, as Tyler Durden has written. He is amazing. You have to hand it to him.
Well, and Alex, I'm watching what's going on at the Central Florida Post. Central Florida Post is a small, independent, libertarian-oriented website. It's done extraordinary investigative reporting, and when they learn that George Soros essentially purchased the state's attorney, that's the prosecutor, in Seminole County, and that she went on an anti-death penalty jihad, this was exposed, whereupon the threats of legal action and physical threats against those publishing the Central Florida Post, and the immediate reign of fake news tags and other attacks online are amazing. That George Soros' machine and his lackeys would spend this kind of money and effort trying to kill a fledging libertarian website put together by a bunch of millennials really tells you how threatened they are.
That's right. Exactly. That's why they're so committed, because they've committed such incredible crimes worldwide. Their back is now against the wall. They're fighting for their lives. They've called it a death battle. Thank you so much, Roger Stone. Look forward to the intel you get at this key meeting of the new group, the 45 group. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, Operation Gremlin is going well as we sabotage globalist operations and turn the economy back on. Our job's easy. With the technology and automation and ingenuity we've got, sky's the limit. Disease, poverty, all of it can just be wiped out. But that will wipe out all the globalist operations and the fact that they like screwing everybody over. And the fact they like promoting evil and discord. And mental illness, the gifts of the devil, the curses, And so they're trying to block this. That's why we're here fighting it. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the hated website by the globalists. There's a big story that's been up on drudgereport.com where Sheriff Arpaio, in the exclusive interview with Infowars, with Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, asked, where is Trump? And it's a window into how Trump has been greatly isolated by Jared and Ivanka and folks who aren't bad people, but think being nice to the liberals, appeasing them, and kind of a charm offensive from the Murdoch sons, you know, behind the scenes cocktail parties that, oh, they just want Trump to see how he's wrong on carbon taxes and wrong on the border and, you know, wrong on sovereignty, and then they're going to be nice. But that's not what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Buchanan, in another story that's linked up on drudgereport.com, it's also on Infowars.com, everybody should read it, lays out the facts. So let's go over some of this, and then I'll get into North Korea. After the coup, what then? And that's the big question. For not just those of us that want to have the American system and believe in free market and believe in free open society. I know Soros calls his group Open Society. That's because it's the opposite. It's like the Federal Reserve is not federal. Patrick J. Buchanan asked the question that the Trump presidency is bedeviled is undeniable. I don't know if I totally agree with that statement. Again, best of times, worst of times, paradoxical. It's a paradox, ladies and gentlemen. And let's go over that. Because they transferred so much power into the executive that isn't supposed to be there, and because the executive already does have so much due power, he's been able to dismantle almost half of their operation. And you notice it's designed to create a pick-the-winners-and-losers crony capitalist system. So just by signaling that we're going to get out of this crony system and get back to a free market system, the economy is roaring back, but it's been so depressed in many areas that it's obviously not being equally distributed. It never is, but it's roaring back from the edge of oblivion. So they're increasing regulations where they can, and he's blocking them, and they're raising interest rates, and he's trying to get around that, and he's killing regulations and all the rest of it. So Trump gets, he's in a race. If he's going to be successful about the whole Make America Great Again agenda and make history like nobody ever has and do the right thing and be a superhero, he's got to get that done. And we've got to understand what he's up against and what we're up against. I mean, we're under attack. The globalists hate us. I don't care what color you are, where you came from. If you want to be free market, if you want to be middle class or wealthy, if you want to be independent, if you want to be left alone, if you want to be free, they don't like you. They crave. Bloomberg admits this. Total control. He wants to tell you what to eat, what to wear, and where you live. He calls himself the ultimate technocrat, and he has Bloomberg write articles about how amazing he is and how he knows how to run your life. And his wealth in the last decade's gone from $13 billion to 50-something billion last time I checked, off of high-frequency trading and data computers he sold to everybody that basically just monkey everything. Dude, that's not called, I guess, being a real genius. A real genius raises all ships. Setting up a scam and getting other scammers to go along with you, Bloomy, and then to run around and try to take our guns away makes you a schmuck. Makes you a Bernie Madoff or a Ponzi schemer. And you know what you've done, so you want to get your slaves disarmed because, you know, you know everything, Bloomberg. You're the big man. You're going to show us how we're supposed to live. Like Schmidt. All the other little club of you-know-whats. Begins with A and ends with H. Two words. After the coup, what then? That the Trump presidency is bedeviled is undeniable. And then it goes on from there. But is it bedeviled? He's getting one huge part of the agenda done while they encircle him and run around fitting and screaming and yelling like toddlers, calling for his death, running around saying they control reality, trying to plunge the economy. Yes, they've bedeviled themselves. Yes, they're running around hysterically like a factory full of chickens with their heads cut off. But does that convince us? Does that endless wailing get us to submit and then believe that we should be mad at Trump and all that he's already gotten done and complain? You know, if America falls for this, we deserve what we get. Except I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Our children don't deserve it. Those of us that have been fighting hard, we're not perfect, but we don't deserve North Korea. We don't deserve Venezuela. We don't deserve to be ruled by the likes of Al Gore. Hypocritic, lying, charlatan, con man of the universe. Just something about that big swollen candy ass con man up there. You can't make up with the sick stuff he's into, by the way. Let's just continue. That the Trump presidency is bedeviled is undeniable. As President Donald Trump flew off for August at his Jersey club, where he can get work done and not be surveilled, there came word that special independent counsel, his total Democrat operative, Robert Mueller, the third, had impaneled a grand jury and subpoenas were going out to the Trump family and campaign associates. Yeah, Roger Stone's gotten one, and it says, give us all your Russia documents. Okay, there are none. It's like, say, give me all your Martian communiques with the king of Cydonia. I don't have any communications with the king of Cydonia. The jurors will be drawn from a pool of citizens in a city Hillary Clinton swept with 91% of the vote. Trump got 4%. Whatever indictments Mueller wants, Mueller gets. Yes, this is like if you were divorcing your wife and she is the family court judge over the case. It's the ultimate recusal case, but it's not happening. Thanks to a media that savages him ceaselessly, Trump is down to 33% in the Quinnipiac University poll. I mean, give me a break. I've looked at all these polls. They are as realistic as a Buck Rogers novel from 1921. They ain't real. It's called fiction. Before Trump departed D.C., the Washington Post ran transcripts of his phone conversations with the leaders of Mexico and Australia. Even Obama administration veterans were stunned. So it's time to ask, if this city brings down Donald Trump, will the rest of America rejoice? I love how these conversations with the Australian Prime Minister and the Mexican President make him sound bad. It's the exact guy you see in public fighting for America and going, hey, you got a wall on your southern border. You know you're sending criminals up here that get deported 20 times. You don't let Americans come down there and do that. Stop it. You know, with remittances, we send down 10 times the money you bring here. And look, all it's doing is driving down your wages, too. We've looked at studies out of Canada and studies out of... I mean, this is the real guy. But that's so alien to everybody that we'd actually have a president that's running things and have a president that looks at the facts. And I mean, it's just crazy. I'm not in some Trump worship fest just to be contrarian. It'd be easy to sit here and join the people that didn't vote, the Democrats and everybody, and play like the Republican establishment and, you know, put him down and Monday morning quarterback and go along with, yeah, well, yeah, he needs to, yeah. What will be the reaction out there in flyover country, the land where the deplorables dwell, who produce the soldiers to fight the wars? Yeah, notice that. Will they toast the free press that brought down the president they elected? And in whom they had placed so much hope? My guess, the reaction will be one of bitterness, cynicism, and despair. It won't be despair, it'll be action. We're winning. We've got beachheads so giant. We are winning. We are raging into their areas. We are dominating intellectually. If they take down Trump, they're going to try to kill the opposition. Oh, absolutely. They've got the hit teams ready with my name on it. But it doesn't matter. We're winning the intellectual war. Don't ever let them convince you we're not winning. We're winning. We're promoting freedom and prosperity. What they're promoting is a complete joke. And all you got to do is stop letting the little hunchbacks up there, the intellectual hunchbacks, tell you they're the gods on CNN control your mind. You know they're the enemy. You know they're scum. They know, you know they hate you and your family. They know they're criminals. They know they're the scum that can be hired by multinationals and Nazi collaborators like Soros to piss all over the country. It's not happening anymore. We're rising. We're winning. We're coming together. We're breaking the enemy. I can think of no greater honor than to be in the position to take on this trash and to care less what they say or do. Whatever it is, fill their hand. Maximum attack. Whatever they've got, it's in God's will. We will bring you down.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
So, as North North Korea miniaturizes an atomic bomb and has ICBMs that can basically hit anywhere in the continental United States. It's all been confirmed. And as they threaten to preemptively nuke us, or Japan, or Seoul, South Korea, we have George Soros, a bizarre Nazi collaborator, who's overthrown and crashed economies of more than 100 nations, and who funds radical Islam, slaughtering Christians and other Muslims worldwide, and who in the WikiLeaks is seeking to overthrow Israel and have Israel ethnically purged of Jews. You can't make this stuff up. And then Israel has a tepid response by their foreign minister saying, oh, yeah, he's an enemy of Israel. And then his response is to try to overthrow the Israeli government. I mean, these people are incredible. I mean, you cannot make it up. And then meanwhile, Pat Buchanan has the big story after the coup, what then? And it goes on. After they overthrow Trump, he's saying, because that's the plan in D.C. now. Oh, see, I was the cook first saying it. Now it's all confirmed exactly as I told you. My guess, the reaction will be one of bitterness, cynicism, despair. No, it's going to be focused anger and just total economic warfare, pulling out of all the globalist systems, pulling our children even more out of their systems, the military turning against the globalists completely. I mean, if you think what happened with Trump was anything, just get ready. We're going to win peacefully. And we're going to even let you stage false flags that you blame on us, but we'll expose you did it. I mean, we've got your number. Despair, a sense of the fix is in that no matter what we do, they will not let us win. If Trump's brought down, American democracy will take a pasting. It will be seen as a fraud, and the backlash will poison our politics to where only an attack from abroad will unite us. Yeah, and we've already been conditioned to accept attacks, like Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, you know, just give into it. Get into it. But look at how ruined MSNBC and CNN and all these other people are. 6% trust rates. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And everyone's pulling out of the fake liberal universities. They're collapsing as they become more mentally ill and ban free speech. And have cultural appropriation regulations passed that are directly out of Nazi Germany. I got an article on that today. There will just be an exodus of the same people at a macro and micro level everywhere, and it's already happening. And then you will howl and scream and call for regulations to make us give you sucker, give you truck, bring you to our table. It's not going to happen. The exodus is accelerating in the world, but not of it. And I look at people that think being patted on the head by the establishment. I mean, if they tried to give me a Nobel Prize, I would throw it in the trash can. And I'd take the money and give it to victims of UN-sponsored forced abortion in China or something along those lines. But people are like, oh, my gosh, the prestige. I'm not just saying that. If they offered me a huge role in a major Hollywood movie, starring in a major movie, I would say, piss on that. And I have before. Major roles, because I don't want anything to do with any of that. If they offered me a Fox TV show, I'd say, no, thank you. And I have. ManCow is a witness to me 3 times turning down my own Saturday or Sunday show, but I'd have to live in New York. And they go, oh, but we're getting you ready to be on Fox all the time. I don't want to. And then they had a Fox executive a few months later in New York Daily News saying I wanted to be on Fox, but they turned me down. Because, see, in their religion, they had to say I wanted them. No, I don't want you. Just like Matt Drudge doesn't want to be on Fox. You're a joke. I turned down the establishment back when I had nothing. And I'm not here bragging about myself. I'm trying to explain. It might have been a little hard 20 years ago to turn down the establishment when I was on like 10 radio stations. Might seem hard, but it wasn't. So I had vision, my integrity. But now, it's a joke, isn't it? Hollywood's gone from not being very cool to really being uncool, hadn't it? And you can't get me to Los Angeles unless it's to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. And then all we discuss is, why are we here? He's like, absolutely, we should get out of here. even if you're brought up over there. I don't know how you can be around it. And so that's all I'm saying. The world has nothing to offer past medicine and transportation and the beautiful sights God gave us. And the system wants to keep you poor, so you get that from them. Because once you get the hierarchy of needs and are successful in taking care of yourself and your family, you don't need them anymore. And then you realize all their culture is bondage. Everything they sell, everything they do, from MTV to CNN, is designed by psych warfare chiefs to ruin you mentally, to cripple you psychologically and spiritually, to control you and render you helpless.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
We're going to look at Al Gore coming up.
Radio Network.
We're going to look at his latest evil.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit,
get a vaccine, get a nanotech lobotomy, turn over your consciousness and die. It'll be so easy if you just roll over and die and give all the resources to Al Gore or Obama, who told the Africans, you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, but I can have a carbon footprint. 3,000 plus times bigger than the average Africans. That's Obama speaking metaphorically, rhetorically, and that's okay. It's making it cool to have a giant underclass that's economically discriminated against and not given access to life, travel, energy. And it's making the idea of upward mobility somehow evil. And that humans are evil. But now you've got the liberals coming out saying, kill your dog, kill your cat. It's not enough to have flatulence taxes and bags on the cows in Canada. That's right, in Canada, big bags on their rear ends, taking the evil methane away. Oh, my gosh. But now we need to kill your cat or dog. But don't worry, there'll be a tax. Well, that's the radicals want to kill them. Just let us tax it. This is their system of total control, so you can pay Al Gore and his little carbon tax company, Gore and Blood. I'm not kidding. That's the name of it. His partner's name, Blood. So you can pay him carbon indulgences. So that's coming up when we look at the latest fabulous corruption of Al Gore and his new fake movie, Polar Bears Can't Swim, and, of course, 34 times more electricity at one house than your average house. I mean, what a joke. We're going to be looking at him here in a moment. Then more on North Korea. Mark Moreno is going to be joining us. In his latest film, he says that Manhattan was going to be underwater, and he predicted it. Yeah, in the slurry wall area where it always floods, where they hadn't put the drains in yet when they rebuilt the World Trade Center. This is how he plays mind games with people. Yes, Lower Manhattan has always been getting hit by storms. So is Galveston. But don't worry, he'll pat you on the hand. He's the savior. That's all. And I know you know global warming's a fraud. The point is, it's the fraud is the takeover, the tax, what Trump pulled out of. The climate agreement is a global carbon tax of $100 trillion per decade, according to the Davos Group. That's coming up with our guest in a moment. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, before we talk to Drew Johnson and Mark Moreno, we are listener supported. We were like 50% supported by T-shirts and books and videos and supplements, but then Google ads through other companies banned us on advertising, and then we've had them, you know, go after any big sponsors we have. That's just what they do. They do it to everybody. You know, they're openly saying kill the president on the news and, you know, have a coup against him. This is what these people do. But because of that, it's just made us stronger. We just go out of one of the biggest, most successful shopping centers online, InfoWarsStore.com. We go out and partner with game-changing, high-quality products like Alexa Pure water filters, but they also have Alexa Pure Breeze that when we first started promoting these, the average unit was $800 to $1,000. Comparable brands that have the same technology. They just miniaturized it, and quite frankly, those companies were gouging you. Things have gone down in prices because of miniaturization. At $219, it is the best deal out there. Got them in the house, got them at the office, but now at $149, you've extended this another week because it's so popular and they've still got supplies left, then you can get the best deal out there on the Alexa Pure Breeze. There's so much particular, so much stuff in the house, so much stuff that gets in. You owe it to yourself, your children, you name it, and a little bit of money we make off this, if we sell enough of them, it's a lot of money, helps us hire more reporters, more crew, and do more. Got a three-phase filter system, carbon filter, pre-filter, true HEPA filter, and then an ion cluster. Now, again, I bought units for like $890 4 years ago. My wife divorced me, moved out of the house, went out, looked at the best filters. There were four-stage systems that were the best, $890. Then when Alexa Pure was coming out with this, I looked at the specs. It was as good as those in the same technology for $240-something then. Now at $219. At $149, it is an amazing deal. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this today. I don't know why I threw the divorce part in. It's just you're moving out. You got a new place. You're buying things you already had at the other house. And you go out and you see how much this stuff costs. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have their Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system, the best gravity-fed stainless system out there for the dollars, 25% off, unprecedented for $147. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the 1776 specials on the fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine toothpaste super blue. The children's is back in. It's not as strong as the adult formula, but it's all concentrated. We also have the new Super Blue mouthwash in that my dad, again, developed with one of the top makers in the country, the same folks that make the Toms of Maine. My dad is a dentist and oral surgeon, so it's recommended by Dr. Jones on the front. That's now available. That's discounted 50% off on the Silver Product Special. InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce, Survival Shield, Secret 12, Oil of Oregano, BioTrue Selenium, all of it, 55% off or more. InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your purchase of the products makes it all possible, so thank you so much for your support. Without you, we cannot do it. And it's also critical with them censoring us on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, more and more, that everybody sign up for our free newsletter to get breaking news and analysis, sometimes even in the middle of the night, where it's in your inbox, Infowars.com/newsletter. Now, after our guest leaves us, we'll have the exclusive. It's on Infowars.com. McMaster, Soros secretly working together to stop Trump. Exclusive. McMaster, Soros secretly working together to stop Trump. McMaster leaking intel to Soros almost daily, says Israeli intelligence highest levels. This is about to be confirmed by the Israeli ambassador to the United States. That's, we're told, is going to happen this afternoon. And they're picking up McMaster's private emails, just like they've caught the former attorney general doing it and her whole fake name that's out there. Who is Carlisle? I mean, this is all coming out. This is damning information, ladies and gentlemen. Now, joining us is Drew Johnson, comes highly recommended from Mark Moreno. He'll be popping in start of the next hour for a few minutes as well. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He serves as a senior scholar for Taxpayers Protection Alliance, as well as a columnist for Newsmax, contributor to the Daily Caller. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he serves as president of the Beacon Center in Tennessee, a free market think tank based in Nashville. He's also currently serves as opinion editor at the Chattanooga Times Free Press, as a columnist and chief editorial writer for the Washington Times, and as a policy analyst for the National Taxpayers Union. He serves 3 terms at the Tennessee Commission on Children and Youth and was named the Tennessee Advisory Committee, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. You can follow him at the nationalcenter.org or Drew's Views on Twitter. But he joins us now to go over the incredible developments. I mean, I thought Al Gore saying in 2006 that by 2013, you know, New York City would be underwater and so would L.A. and, you know, all the major coastlines would have a foot of whatever and that polar bears couldn't swim and there's 5 times their numbers now, according to the government's own numbers. But now we've got even bigger whoppers. He's going to go over with us right now. We've got to expose this fraud. I know you know he's a fraud, but we have to understand school children, people in college campuses, they're being brainwashed, and Gore arrives, and everyone falls down and worships him. We're going to roll some video of that in a moment. I mean, this is disgusting. This is totally disgusting. So, again, thank you for coming on with us, Drew.
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, where to start? There's, I mean, I mentioned some of it. Let's start going through it here.
Well, Al Gore, in 1 year at his Nashville residence, uses 21 times more electricity than the average American. So what you or I would use in 21 years, he uses in a year. Also, in some months, he uses up to 34 times the national average in energy. And we were able to isolate his pool usage, because he has a different electric meter for it, to heat his pool. Just to heat his pool, he uses 6 times more electricity than the average American uses in their household. So what your family uses in 6 years, he uses in a year just to heat his pool.
It's incredible. Let's walk through this. Here's the article from the Daily Caller, an article you wrote. Former VP's home energy use surges to 34 times the national average despite costly green renovations. And he owns, last time I checked, just like J.K. Rowling's, I think she's got 10 palace-style houses. Last time I heard, Gore's got 6 homes we know of. Tennessee, California. I mean, let's talk about, I mean, anybody can just Google Al Gore's homes. They're just gigantor. Let's talk about those.
Sure, yeah. So this is a guy who expects us basically to wash our clothes in a creek or something like that and hang them on a line and walk to work. And this is a guy who has 2 houses in Tennessee, a house in San Francisco. He bought his former wife, Tipper, a house in Montecito, California. by the ocean. He supposedly also has a house in London, so there were up to five houses. So my report is only talking about one house, and this doesn't include his 100-foot houseboat, his private jets, the travel he does on private planes. So this is a guy who is just a hypocrite. He's unwilling to live his own life by the standards that he expects from you and me.
And what's crazy is it's not just him. Every one of these global warmer, pay us carbon tax people know it's a scam. And then they tell you that the sea levels are going to rise. Then they buy $10, $20 million, $30 million houses right on the beach, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And guess what? They're not underwater. Those big articles out with, you know, crab farmers that have been doing this 50 years saying it hasn't gone up or down one centimeter.
And I think when you get down to it, you're hitting on exactly the right point, which is that Gore, I don't believe, after looking at his electric bills now for 10 or 11 years, I don't believe he believes in this crap. I think he has basically helped cultivate a religion of environmental zealots who see him as a prophet and will do whatever he wants and whatever he tells them. And he's been able to make $300 million off of this religion. So whether or not it's true, he doesn't really care, because he went from being worth $2 million when he left the White House as vice president to $300 million today. And I think if he really believed it, you know, he tells us that it's the most pressing issue. Climate change is the most pressing issue facing our world today. Our kids will basically curse our names for not doing more. And yet he has a power bill or electricity usage at his one house that is 21 times the national average. He would do more in his personal life, but he doesn't, because he just doesn't believe it. And he's making millions of dollars off of it.
You know, they've gotten, what, 16 attorney generals together under Cuomo's control in New York in different states, and are trying to have criminal charges against Mark Moreno, criminal charges against Lord Monckton, that everybody's involved in fraud secretly for saying man-made climate change isn't real or isn't really, you know, registrable or and isn't causative of change. Of course we believe there's change. First it's freezing, then it's warming. Now they just go, change. Any changes, you pay us money, we're your gods. I mean, it's totally insane, but they've taught the school children this, so they're just marching forward regardless, and now they're mad that Trump has pulled out of their carbon tax that, again, only a handful of countries had to be under. I mean, it's just wild that they just keep moving forward despite the fact that we have their own emails admitting it's all a fraud from East Anglia directing hundreds of universities on how to hide the decline.
Well, that's because it's not about the science. It's about, number one, for some of these people like Gore, making some money, making a quick buck and finding a good racket. And number two, it's about advancing progressive policies. It's about socialism, it's about communism, it's about the government controlling the means of production and telling what people...
That's right. Carbon taxes will regulate every facet of life. It's a total tax heaven.
It's exactly right. It will control what you can do for a living, what people can produce in their factories, in their homes, in their businesses. It's really a way to control and micromanage our economy, and it's ultimately going to take away most of the free market that is built not only the United States, but the developed world into such a wonderful place. It basically is an attack on our core beliefs and our values.
Well, it's like British-sponsored TV, taxpayer-funded television. BBC runs these cartoons for kids that says, in the future, we'll tell you where you're going to work. You'll have meat once a year, all because of the carbon. And you'll have a job at a carbon scrubber getting rid of carbon. You know, for me, it's such a cult of brainwashing, but also it diverts us from all the real environmental stuff that we should be aware of. It just becomes this takeover of all environmental debate.
And Mark can speak to this better than I can, but today is the best time to be alive. Water's cleaner than it's been in decades. There are more trees than there were when Columbus landed in the United States. The air is cleaner than it's been in 30 years. All these good things are happening, and it's not because of radical environmentalists. It's not because of Al Gore or Leonardo DiCaprio or Tom Steyer or any of these idiots. It's because of the marketplace, and because we have the luxury as Americans, we don't have to worry about our kids dying of malaria and not having enough to eat. We have the we're fortunate to have the money and the leisure, really, to concern ourselves with the environment and also to make decisions in our own lives about what is a more energy-efficient appliance or what's a more fuel-efficient car. And so the marketplace takes care of so many of these issues, and the environment is cleaner as a result. It's not cleaner because of socialism. I've been in some socialist countries the last few years, and they're dirtier, they're nastier, they're way worse than America, that's for sure.
By the way, I'm going to find it during the break and play some of it. The Megapolis TV shows for kids where they teach them that, you know, you're going to tell you what you're going to do. You can't travel unless you're authorized to leave your house. We tell you what job you're going to have. And they're describing a total prison, but this is played for the school children in England. This is what they're teaching them.
That's exactly right. And I think one thing that's really important is that a lot of the things that the Al Gores of the world are telling us to do aren't really that effective in helping the climate or helping the environment or whatever. It's very effective in helping Al Gore make a heck of a lot of money because he's got investments in solar panels, he's got investments in carbon offsets and things like that. And as a matter of fact, 10 years ago I found Al Gore's utility bills and exposed them. At the time they were about 19 times the national average.
I should have billed. You're the guy that's famous for a lot of stuff, but for digging up the utility bills, which are public. Like they'll shame you of your water main breaks. I've had that happen once where it was an internal leak. You know, for 3 weeks we didn't know about. So I was at one of the I was in the top 15 water wasters in Austin. So they published my name in the paper. So let's briefly talk about how were you able to find Al Gore's bills.
Yeah, going back 10 years ago, they were a matter of public record. Anybody could get them. And at that time, I exposed, like I said, that he used about 19 times more electricity. And he pulled this whole, evangelist, I've sinned sort of thing. And he spent about $300,000 putting on solar panels, putting in geothermal heating, new appliances, new windows, insulation. And after he spent $300,000 and said, okay, now I've got my life buttoned up, it's under control, I'm reducing my carbon footprint, we find out that he now uses more electricity.
Stay there, we'll be back.
That said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about next-level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had Roger Stone on earlier in the first hour. We're going to be posting that interview to InfoWars.com very soon in Kit Daniels' breaking news story. Exclusive, McMaster's Soros secretly working together to stop Trump. And that's a powerful headline by Kit Daniels, but it's not even strong enough. McMaster's caught by intelligence agency working for Soros, reorganizing the White House. I mean, that's what's really going on. Intelligence agency caught McMaster's briefing Soros on the reorganization of the White House. And now, this is breaking. McMaster former group scrubs, then re-adds Soros financing from the website. As if we're so stupid, they took down where Soros was the main funder of his group. This is incredible. And then, because it was on the Google Wayback Machine everywhere else, they had to add it back. The Streisand effect, that's going to be added to Kit Daniels' article. This is key. Get that article out to everybody. Wow. Now, going back to our guest, Drew Johnson, you were getting cut off by the break just getting into Al Gore, and his new movie is even more ridiculous. Face to face, Moreno confronts Gore with Climate Hustle DVD in Australia. Gore refuses to accept, departs an SUV. We're going to play that coming up when Moreno joins us, so let's get that clip. But other tidbits people need to know about this guy.
So this guy spent $300,000 making his house greener, and it's actually less efficient today than it was before he spent $300,000 on it, or at least he consumes more energy. So I guess he thought he could get away with it. But his argument is always, well, I use carbon offsets. I offset my energy, and my home uses 100% renewable. Well, the offsets he buys are often from a company that he has a stake in, that he is a part owner of. So he's not really buying carbon offsets. And this whole silly thing about 100% of the energy at his house is renewable, it's a lie. It's complete BS because he gets the same electricity that everybody else in Nashville gets, which is about maybe 15% renewable if you tilt your head and squint just right. And then you add his solar panels, that's about 5% of his electricity usage. So if you give him the benefit of the doubt, 80% of his electricity usage is non-renewable, but this liar says 100% is renewable. So you can't believe a word he says.
You know, we should probably search engine Gore's home in Tennessee and show that to TV viewers, but it's palatial. But he's got other houses. Has anybody ever looked at the energy at the other houses? I know they've looked at he has houses right on the beach. And then, of course, they never flooded like he said they would. You know, why would he buy some expensive house, or why would Madonna, why would Hillary? It's the same story. Well, they're total hypocrites, just fear-mongering.
Yeah, I mean, the way I was able to get these records is because Tennessee has more lax records about, or more lax laws about obtaining electricity bills. So it's harder to do in California and some of these other places. But we shouldn't have to look for it. We should say Al Gore. Prove to us if we're supposed to follow your teachings, if you're supposed to be this prophet for the environment, for environmentalism, he should be able to say, here's what I do in my own life, and this is why you should follow me. Sort of like Ed Bailey Jr. I mean, this guy lives completely off the grid, but Al Gore, the guy who's preaching to us every day and making movie after movie about how to live,
Folks want to live off the grid and self-sufficiently, that's great, but that's not what the big enviros are pushing. They're pushing wind farms and scams and cutting down trees to cut carbon and saying carbon dioxide is bad when it's a trace life-giving gas. They just want to run things. I admire people that have sustainable real farms and, you know, do all that. That's great. That is the future. But that's not what they're pushing. Let's talk about their Planned-opolis. It's Planned-opolis. I was calling it Mega-opolis. I was killing the crew. They were trying to find it. We have that. We'll do 5 more minutes with our guest then. We'll be joined by Mark Moreno. We'll get into his confrontation with Al Gore, the latest on North Korea, and more. Whatever you do, spread the live feed. InfoWars.com/show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.